So what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Shemashay. I am doing a podcast from the bathroom, from the bathtub. I got a chance to get away from my kids. I'm so happy my husband brought me to an Airbnb today. So today we are having a grown folks day without them kids. How many of y'all parents need a grown folks day without your kids, especially the mother, especially for all you stay-at-home mothers who stay at home with your kids who's going crazy and all you know how to do is talk and kid talk? This is for y'all. So this has been a good week. I got my LLC. I'm so happy about that. I got some sons that's about to graduate. But let's talk about these badass kids. Why are these 2,000 kids the way they are? Like, I just don't understand. It's like they built weak. They don't know how to do nothing right. They don't know how to do nothing for themselves. They don't know how to do their work. They don't know how to they don't know how to do nothing. It's like you got to teach them everything. You got to teach them how to do their chores. You got to teach them how to get off the phone. You got to teach them how to do their schoolwork. You got to teach them how to do everything. It don't make no sense. These 2,000 kids are not independent like we was. You know what I'm saying? I woke my own self up for school when I was in middle school. My mama didn't wake me up. I'm waking up 18 and 19 year olds to go to school. And it's ridiculous. It's just like these kids, they don't care because all the rules don't apply to them no more. It's like you can't whoop your kids no more. You can't do nothing. Well, I still whoop my kids. Y'all got me fucked up. I'm going to beat their ass. I ain't like y'all. I'll beat ass. But all I'm saying is it's not the same as what it used to be. Like, we used to get our ass whooped from everybody in the neighborhood. Now, can't nobody touch the kids. Can't nobody say nothing to you and your kids while you out in public and your child is acting up. Say something to a mother whose child is acting up. She gonna go off on you and her child is the one embarrassing her in the goddamn store. I don't understand that. And like, my kids are getting out of control. They're hard-headed and all they care about is technology. And it's like, what can you do when they go to school on computers? Even when they at school, they on computers. When they get home, they on the computers. It's like technology, everything. My 3-year-old knows how to work an iPhone and a computer better than me. And he's 3. It's just crazy how these kids focus more on technology than they do any damn thing. It makes me mad. It makes me want to fight. It makes me want to be a teacher and teach or be something and show these kids that this is not the way y'all supposed to be going, because right now y'all just, man, they just crashing and burning. You don't see a lot of kids graduating and going to college no more. These kids graduating from school, they don't know what the hell they want to do. They don't want to go to college. They don't want to get a job. They don't want to do nothing but sit around their mamas and daddies and baby mamas and baby daddies and not do shit. It blows me. Like, I have a 19-year-old that I'm so disappointed in. Like, he's supposed to be going to college and he not even going to college. He don't even know what the hell he gonna do when he graduate from school. I know this though, when his ass graduated from school, he won't be in my house, cause I'm not dealing with it. And I know a lot of black families put their kids out. I'm not putting my son out. I'm helping him get ready to move out. I feel like when you get a certain age, you shouldn't be staying with mama and daddy. I don't care if you don't know how to do nothing. You still shouldn't be staying with your mom and daddy at no 19 and 20 years old. You should be able to get out here on your own and do it for yourself. That's the problem with people. They don't like doing stuff for themselves. They want everybody to do it for them. Nobody wants to work hard and do the work for themselves. They want everybody to pitch in and do the work. They want everybody to comfort them. They want everybody to be on their side. They want to play the victim. It's crazy. I take responsibility for the way my kids are, because it was a point in my life when I stopped disciplining my kids because I was scared of the actions. So with me not disciplining my kids, they got out of control. And now my kids are out of control and I don't know what to do and I want to get them back in control. I'm like, damn, what should I do? So now I'm learning new steps on what to do with these new kids, because you can't punish these kids and do these kids like they did us. You have to take away phones. You have to take away games. You have to take away TV. You got to take away social media. You got to take away every damn thing nowadays. I feel like the only way to punish these kids is to put them outside and make them play. It's like you got to make them go outside and play. Nobody wants to go outside and play no more. Nobody wants to go to the park no more. Nobody goes skating no more. Nobody has house parties. They don't do nothing. And they supposed to be our future. Just a future of nothings. And I hate to say it like that, but shit, it's true. I mean, have you ever thought about it? Think about, sit down and you think about your kids and the shit that they do and the actions that they take and how they act when it comes to technology. I bet you'll be saying the same damn thing I'm saying. I love my kids, but damn, these 2000 kids is not built like we was. I mean, they get all these snow days. They get all these breaks. They don't have to go to school. They don't have to do nothing. And they pass. They passed all these kids last year and a year before that because of COVID. So now we got all these dummies that's in a higher grade than what they was, and they don't know what to do. It's like a school full of dummies. And it's sad, and it makes you want to cry. It makes you want to fight. It makes you want to do better. And that's why I'm doing better. I got to break the cycle. I got to be the hypocrite mom. And, oh, well, I guess my kids just not going to like me, because I cannot be these type of mamas that these women are today. I have to be strict. I have to put my foot down now, because if I don't, my kids ain't going to be shit. And Lord knows you don't want your kids to grow up and not be shit. That's embarrassing. And for all these grown-ups who have kids that ain't shit, you should be embarrassed that you have grown kids that ain't about shit. I would be embarrassed if I had grown kids that wasn't about shit and they couldn't do shit and couldn't handle their business. That's just ridiculous. I don't know, man, but all I know is I am going to start taking time out for me. I'm going to start taking, even if it's just 30 minutes, I'm going to get 30 minutes to myself a day just so I can breathe, just so I can take some time to think, just so I can get all my thoughts together, because they will make you go crazy. They will make you lose your mind. They will make you think about going to the penitentiary, because these kids today, they will push you and they will say shit and they will do shit. And it's like they look at you like you can't do shit to them. Boy, I almost had to jump on my daughter day before yesterday because she was talking shit. I'm like, little girl, don't you understand? I will beat you the fuck up. Like, I don't give a fuck about you being 14. Whoa, I don't give a fuck about you being 15. I'll kick your ass and then you can call the police. I will go to jail. Y'all can go to DHS custody. I can get a break from you motherfuckers. That's what my kids don't understand. Shit, go ahead, call them. Cause I'm not tolerating the disrespect no more. I'm not tolerating the talking crazy to me. I'm not tolerating you being on your phone 24/7. You being on your game 24/7. I'm not tolerating being ignored. I'm tired of my house being dirty. I'm tired of my dog not being walked. It's just bull. And as mothers and as parents, we need to stand up and take up for each other and help each other, because it takes a village to raise some kids, and that's not a lie. It takes a village. You cannot raise a child on your own. And if you do raise a child on your own, I commend you. I'm proud of you. You did that, especially if your child is successful. It's hard. It's hard trying to discipline these kids and take care of them on your own now, because these kids are not built like we were. They have that I don't care attitude. They have that I don't care mentality where they don't give a fuck about nothing but music and technology. And social media. Social media is out of hand. They showing porn all on Facebook, on Instagram. It's Just this world is just going to hell in a handbasket. It just don't make no goddamn sense. It's like, why? All these rappers is dying. It's, man, it's crazy. All the music is about drugs, twerking, shaking that ass. It's the music today is crazy. Man, y'all ever heard this rapper named Sweetie? She got this song and it's called, she say, shake that ass for an icy chain. Like, what type of message is that? You telling little girls to shake their ass for an icy chain. Like, what the fuck? They got all this music that degrades women and make us look like hoes and prostitutes and make us look like we ain't shit. And these women that rap the music act like they don't care. Like, I know y'all got daughters and nieces and cousins and sisters. Come on now. We got to set a better example. Megan Thee Stallion, I love you, but damn, all you talk about is riding it, bitches. And that's it, Hot Girl Summer. I want somebody to really explain to me what the fuck a real Hot Girl Summer is, because I'm lost. A Hot Girl Summer to me is spending time with your kids, taking them traveling and doing shit with them. Other than that, I don't know what the fuck a Hot Girl Season is, because I ain't never had no Hot Girl Season. I've been a mama since I was 19. So, I wouldn't know. But if y'all know what a Hot Girl Season is, hit me up and let me know, because I sure don't know. But other than that, the music is trash. The TV is trash. Everybody gay, bisexual, even the kids. I have never in my life met. I have never in my life known that a 10-year-old can know whether they want to be gay or straight. How does a 10-year-old know if they're gay or straight? You're 10. You never had sex with nobody. You never did anything with nobody. How do you know whether you're gay or straight? I don't get that. Y'all letting y'all kids just label themselves anything they want to. If your 12-year-old come and tell you that she gay and she like girls, you're going to be like, oh, well, she gay, she like girls. How could she decide that at 12? I'm so lost right now. I remember growing up. Shoot, our cousins used to hide being gay. I mean, I remember being gay was bad. You didn't tell nobody you was gay back in the day. Like, people assumed you was gay, but you didn't really tell nobody you was gay until people actually found out. And when they found out, it was bad. But now, it's everywhere. Gay couples on TV. It's everywhere. And listen, I do not have a problem with the LGBT community. My son is gay. I have a 18-year-old son that is gay. He came out when he was 14. And I feel like when he came out, he had already knew, because my son had been molested by another man. So he knew that he was gay. I just don't understand all these other kids that just look at TV and say, hey, I'm gay, or pansexual. My sister told me yesterday she pansexual. She'll fuck anything. That is nasty. I'm lost. But anyway, let me get out first so I could take this bath, because I know my husband is waiting on me. This is She Mad Shay broadcasting from the tub, taking a bath, getting my mama on. Y'all holler at me another day.